You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Hello.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning. Good morning, John and Gordy.
And a good morning to everyone. Oh, yes, yes.
You, Happy Friday.
You.
Yes.
And you. Good and morning to each one of you now.
Yes.
This is John Gordy in the morning, and it's WMDX 92.7. Dom is at the controls, and we played a little cut from Trump.
Yes.
The blob at the White House.
Rambling.
Rambling. That's what Lynn says out in Golden Valley. She texted us, says, wow, super Gramps moment, rambling.
That was really something.
That was really something else.
It's 7 minutes past the hour. Weather today, no problems. Highs in the mid-70s, and it's going to be a mix of clouds and some sunshine. Right now, cloudy and 60 degrees. And we've got Savannah Tomei Olson with us this morning with our weekly check on what's happening around our area. Good morning, Savannah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, pretty
doing
good.
Okay.
Pretty good. Hey, fill us in on what's being done with the food benefits that they're holding up for at least temporarily here in the area.
So basically, the state has been told to hold off on sending out food benefits. So that's WIC and SNAP here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, nobody knows what's going to happen at this
okay.
point.
Really?
They're usually sending out November benefits around this time or within the next week. But they were just told to wait because of the government shutdown. And we know, we've talked about, especially since the pandemic began in 2020, we've seen a huge surge in hunger everywhere, but especially here in Dane County. I talked to people over at the river who told me just since the start of this year, so just in the last 9 or 10 months, they've already seen a 14% rise in hunger since last year, and they had a huge rise last year, too. They have 3,500 people that they feed every week, and most of them get SNAP and WIC benefits, too. So the USDA says they're working on a plan, but so far we don't know what that plan is.
Wow. Well, that's holding up quite a bit of food, and I'm just stunned that this is the way we're running government now. Just
on
the fly.
Yeah.
This is not good news at all. I mean, obviously, I don't know if we spend the money, it's going to be backfilled anyway when the government does open up again. So I'm not quite sure why there would be a holdup on this in the first place. It seems odd or unusual, but again, I guess we're getting used to this kind of way of running government, right?
Well, and in my years of reporting here in Madison, there are all of these groups who fill these gaps when they exist, which they exist when the government is running perfectly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they also, you know, in the real times of crisis, they're going to be trying to figure out what they can do to make sure people can eat, because there are thousands of people who rely on these benefits here in Dane County.
Yeah.
Well, let's turn to this other story about Madison schools. They're getting a lot less aid from the state this year, about 20% less. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, almost $12 million. Well, the good part is that they were planning for it, but they're not the only one. There are 70% of our school districts across Wisconsin. We have more than 400 across the state.
Mm-hmm.
They will all be getting less money than they were last year. And then there's a portion of, I think, when I did the math, it was like 27% that will get more money than they did the year before. Madison was planning for it. They were like, this is mostly a rebalancing, especially as they were getting extra pandemic and ARPA funding for the last few years. So they're doing okay with that huge drop in funding, but it is a huge drop. And then we've talked a lot about referendums all over Wisconsin, including here in Madison, where we had $607 million. And no doubt that's part of why the district is able to sustain such a hit, because our residents and property owners have chosen to raise their own taxes to help fill those gaps.
Yeah. And we've got a governor candidate, Tom Tiffany, who's blaming the Democratic governor for this, which seems very unusual. Yeah. Seem because the Republicans have been in charge for 14 damn years, and this is what they have been doing. They have been shortchanging public schools throughout the entire state, not funding them. In fact, I think the last time they didn't fund them at all. So this is just what happens when you do something like that. And of course, taxpayers are picking it up on referendums. So
I love the Wisconsin Policy Forum. They're a nonpartisan research group, and they're, you know, my North Star when we need unbiased data on what's going on in Wisconsin. And they said one of the huge factors that has contributed to this big drop in funding over the last 15 years was in 2011 when Republicans under Governor Scott Walker reduced revenue limits for school districts by 5.5%. And then we haven't even kept up with inflation since then.
Yeah, it's outrageous. And it's a self-created problem right here in Wisconsin.
And right. Samantha, a little bit of good news before we let you go. The GoFundMe fundraiser for the ALCS shooting survivor discharged last week has reached over $210,000. So that's right.
You know, we can talk so often about this story, and I've done so much reporting. So every time we can talk about something positive, I'm happy to do it. So yeah, that GoFundMe has now reached over $210,000, and they've now raised the goal. Like, that was their goal. They now raised it again to $240,000 to support his family, because he's now in Illinois at a specialty rehab center, which is undoubtedly expensive.
Very good. Savannah Tomei Olson, thank you for joining us. You have a good weekend. Talk to you next week.
Yep.
Thanks, Savannah.
It's my job to talk about the bad stuff. Okay. All right. they left it up to me.
Should we go to the phones? Yeah, Dick has been patiently waiting.
Dick has been waiting.
About,
so let's go to the phone line.
20 minutes.
All right. What do you got, Dick, for us, Dick?
Good morning.
Well, I think I finally figured out why the press corps left the Pentagon. They can cover, for instance, more compelling things like asking Nancy Pelosi about why she didn't send, you know, the National Guard to January 6th. You know, I only wish that sometimes these people would answer with comedic type stuff. Like, she should have turned around and said, "Hey, have you heard Nixon resigned?" Go cover something really pertinent.
Yeah.
I mean, and then that gal had a big smug smile on her face like she really a gotcha moment. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
It is. You know, there's a headline out there. Pete Hegseth, first to be fired as Trump reportedly sets departure date for him.
Is this now?
The insiders say Hegseth could be the very first head to roll in the second term. The warning shot came from the Daily Beast Washington bureau chief, who says the Pentagon boss's tenure is on life support after months of missteps, messy leaks, and a media meltdown that had the press corps bolting from the building.
Wow.
Nicely put. Thank you.
Well, you can always go back to Fox News on the weekends. I mean, he did a good job on that. You know, he's got backup plans, sure.
The thing that bothers me, and
not worried about
you know, I love the retro look, and I like the space age look and everything like that, but he has the Flash Gordon hairstyle, right?
Right, right? Yes.
The old Flash Gordon
Yeah. That's right. he looks like
just
that.
Something I noticed. Yeah. I don't know. All right.
He could be on his way out.
Well, so. I think so. I think that this is a very big possibility here. Now, let's listen to J.D. Vance. He's got his hand on the hot news story here,
really?
And that is that we're retraining the entire government to attack political enemies. This is late-breaking stuff here. Let's go to Cut 147. Let's listen up.
Okay. What you might call the deep state, where they almost automatically assume that left-wing political violence is protected by the First Amendment and right-wing political violence is a crime. And you sort of see just that the basic muscle memory, the basic sort of apparatus of government is very, very primed at right-wing political violence, but the instinct is to almost say, well, no, that left-wing political violence, that's actually protected by the First Amendment. So no, political violence, wherever it comes from, is just not protected by the First Amendment. And because we have such a big problem with left-wing political violence, with violence.
No, we don't.
We have to train the investigatory and law enforcement powers of the government to focus on that particular problem. Now, I think Scott maybe has the most important part of this, because a lot of this is financial, right? If a brick gets thrown through a wall in a government building, mm-hmm. who bought the brick? Mm-hmm. If somebody shows up and is a paid protester, but then that person goes and riots and commits an act of violence, who paid for it? If you have an application that's helping people hunt down or even avoid law enforcement officers, if you're helping immigrants avoid illegal immigrants avoid ICE enforcement, but you're helping people actually target the law enforcement officers who are trying to enforce our immigration laws,
free speech.
Who's paying for the hosting there? Who's paying for the programming? Yeah. There's an entire financial element of this, but we really have to retrain the entire government to focus on this left-wing violence problem. We're doing it. It's going to go a little bit slowly than we'd like, but we are doing it.
Wow.
Okay. That's J.D. Vance.
Yes. The government is being weaponized against the left in this country. Okay. I told you this was going to happen. Yeah. I mean, they have treated the left like terrorists, and they've called them terrorists all along.
Right.
So this is just the next step. And certainly they're going out getting Antifa funded by George Soros.
We'll see about that tomorrow. The big No Kings protests all across America.
Yeah.
Could be... interesting day. Interesting weekend.
Yeah, I got upset. I was reading an article about some of the arguments that are being made against Antifa, because I said World War II soldiers were fighting fascism, right?
Right.
They were fighting fascism.
Anti-fascism.
Apparently, there's somebody out there writing for one of the big right-wing publications that's a really bad argument to make, because back then they didn't have the term Antifa. And I'm thinking, well, I didn't need the term Antifa. They were fighting fascism, right?
Right.
So my bad argument is actually kind of good after all. Okay. I don't know. What the hell? Let's go to the phone lines. We got Mark on the line. What do you got for us, Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, well, hey, guys, let's remember that back in the day when labor was starting to organize, they were considered that left-wing socialist, whatever they wanted to call it.
Right.
And government was taking action against that. So this is nothing new for the government to go against left-wing organizations or organizers. The eyeliner model, J.D. Vance, he can flour his ass and sit in a fry pan, and as far as I'm concerned, that's something my dad would have said.
I like it.
We're talking like our dad. We're turning into our parents, like the old commercial has said.
Yeah,
well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. We've got a break coming up here. I do want to remind everybody that we have a few cuts from RFK Jr., trying to shake people's confidence in public health, of all things, and telling us not to trust doctors. So we'll get to that. Yes, I've got all the high points, all the positive news for you here on the program.
Oh, great, that's a great way to start the weekend.
I know.
And in about 15 minutes, Rocker is in the house. He's going to give us a Max Inc. preview, some local and regional music happening around our area. That's happening. And also, we'll take more of your phone calls, 608-879-8255. It's all happening on a Friday morning with John and Gordy on WMDS.
Yes, get ready for the big No Kings protest tomorrow.
Yes.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Everybody knows.
And that's why we're having the No Kings protest this weekend all across the nation, including at the state capitol here.
Yeah, here in Wisconsin, there are about 100 protests planned across the state. And the big one here in Madison is going to draw perhaps around 20,000 protesters.
This is WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, Dom at the control switches. And I have to get to this before we do anything
okay.
else. RFK Jr., public health policy. Woo-wee! Here's an amazing RFK Jr. comment about science. Let's check it out. 145.
Okay.
145.
Here we go.
We, you know, people, we need to stop trusting the experts, right? We were told at the beginning of COVID, don't look at any data yourself. Don't do any investigation yourself. Just trust the experts. And trusting the experts is not a feature of science. It's not a feature of democracy. It's a feature of religion, and it's a feature of totalitarianism.
It is.
In democracies, we have the obligation, and it's one of the burdens of citizenship, to do our own research and make our own determinations about things.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's kind of fact check that just a little. He is such an idiot. Anyway, it's not a feature of science or democracy, right, trusting the experts. It's a feature of totalitarianism, all right? I checked into that. I had to look
Did
it up. I had to look that up. Totalitarian regimes actively suppress and manipulate expertise to serve the state's ideology. So it's just the opposite of what RFK Jr. just told us. Just told us that, all right? So just had to fact check him on that. Okay, now
and
here's
saying,
another.
Don't trust the experts.
Don't trust the experts.
Don't trust your doctor.
Go online.
Don't trust anybody.
Go online. And the thing is, they're ruining the information that you can get online now by changing all the information that the government has been putting out there, all right? So, now, I want to, should we get to Kurt
first?
Let's get I've got another cut where RFK Jr. is telling us not to trust doctors.
Oh, okay.
Kurt, what do you got for us?
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, so, CJ, if you end up having a heart problem, see a plumber.
Yeah. That's right. You might actually
advice,
think that's
huh?
a good idea.
That's good.
All right,
just
Kurt.
Just a quick comment.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, some of us old enough remember Karl Rove.
This
political insanity with the Republicans going off the rails started with him.
It
progressed on to Rush Limbbrain, and it manifested into all a bunch of others. You know,
But
Charlie Kirk just accelerated everything on a huge level.
It really did, And they're trying to get Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA in the public schools. Can you believe it? It's a political religious group, and we want them in our schools? I don't think so. Okay, here's RFK
Jr.
Thank
you, Kurt, for that
destroying the doctor's credibilities. Let's listen to that. Cut 148.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You're HHS Secretary. Let me ask you something.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Should doctors make decisions based upon what's best for their patients?
Yeah.
Or based upon what makes them the most money?
Huh?
It's not a tough question. But we've inherited a healthcare system that constantly pushes doctors toward the latter.
No.
It rewards certain treatments, not because they're better for the patient, but because someone profits.
That's not.
Take what happened during COVID. Hospitals were paid to report staff vaccination rates.
Yes.
Those numbers were fed into the National Healthcare Safety Network.
Okay.
Then published on the CDC website to shame any hospital that refused to become an enforcer of federal vaccine mandates.
No.
Doctors are being paid to vaccinate, not to evaluate. We've recently uncovered that more than 36,000 doctors had their Medicare reimbursements altered based upon childhood vaccination
Seems
rates.
Like a lot.
That's not medicine. That's coercion. It's immoral. Doctors should be guided by medical judgment and their Hippocratic oath, not by financial incentives
they are.
Or government mandates.
They are. They are. already.
RFK Jr.
Have you run into a doctor at all that seems like they're actually just trying to make money off of you?
Not in my lifetime. Give you treatments
that you don't need?
No.
In fact, if anything, it's just the opposite. And I've gotten advice from most of my doctors who have said, you know, they want me to give you this drug and they want me to treat it this way, but I don't believe that really works. I'm going to treat you the way I think I should. They're often very, very honest. And boy, I grill my doctors. I talk to them a long time. I really try to pick their brain. And they're very honest, and they're not out to make money. They do have the Hippocratic Oath, and that's what they're guided by. And these paranoid guys that are looking over their shoulder, like Trump and RFK Jr., who can believe these people? After all, this is just outrageous. And plus, creating some kind of hesitancy on the public's part to trust their doctor or trust science and saying it's totalitarianism. This is just outrageous. And this guy is one of the most dangerous people we have in government right now because, you know, we need public health more than anything. And if only the Democrats would say, let's go with universal health care in this country. You know, we're trying to protect the ACA tax credits. Well, along with that, say maybe we should have universal health care instead because Medicare is going through some big problems right now as well.
Big time.
So we've got to change our tune, and we've got to get out there and advocate for universal health care in this country.
A lot of work ahead of us. 29 minutes past the hour. Some check of the Midwest Food and Farm Report coming up next, and then Rockers in the studio with a Max Inc. preview. Lots of great local music headed your way next.
At Potty Every Day.
Yeah, quite the anthem when anthem rock was a big thing once.
Of course, we're playing that because Ace Frehley passed away yesterday at the age of 73. Were you a big Ace Frehley and Kiss fan?
Well,
rocker?
You know,
what do you think?
Here it is, pretty crazy. Right. When I was in, I was probably in, I don't know, ninth grade, and Kiss came to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
With Judas Priest opening up for it. Wow. And a friend of mine had an extra ticket and asked me to go. And I was neither into Kiss nor Judas Priest at the time.
Yeah.
And I loved Judas Priest. He came on. That was the British Steel Tour. And then Kiss, right? They were full makeup. Yeah. It was their last full makeup tour in 1979. And, you know, Peter Criss, the drummer, had this 30-foot riser that rose out. I mean, I couldn't really believe that this was even existing.
Right.
It was totally amazing. It was the first concert that I ever actually went to without my parents.
That was my first solo
kind of get dropped off, go to the parents and go to the concert, get picked up by the parents. But then I was able to see actually Ace Frehley as a solo artist, I think twice, once at Summerfest and once up here at the Majestic Theater.
Really good guitarist.
What was that like?
Well, you know, he still had that smoking guitar.
Smoke out of the neck. It starts
blowing tubes while you're watching
just
him
to
play.
Make sure
you knew. It was really loud. And I remember I forgot my earplugs that night. It was, oh boy. So he's part of the ringing in my ears right now.
Forever.
Yeah. So a little bit of Ace Frehley.
Okay. Well, that's Rocker. He's here in our studio here.
He's with you every day.
Wow. Oh, man. So time for the Max Inc. preview here. Some local and regional music happening around our area.
We're ready. Max Inc. Radio, 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday nights on WMDX 92.7 right here. Join me, Rocker, and my producer, Jane Lowy, and we'll be spinning local Wisconsin-made music plus interviews and live performer in the studio at 8 p.m. And this week features Madison Uphoff. She's a singer-songwriter with new music and shows. Just a great voice, great guitar player. We will be talking to her about her upcoming shows. Susan Massino, she is back in town. Let There Be Rock was a book that she authored, I should say, on AC/DC back in 2006. And now that book is being re-released as an audiobook. So she's back on the train. We're going to hear all about AC/DC and probably some good Madison, you know, his music scene history stories. Because, you know, she met AC/DC at the Stone Hearth when they played here the first time in Madison back in the 70s. So she's been friends with AC/DC for ever, right?
Quite the rock journalist, right?
I mean, she certainly is. Yeah. Good friends with Van Halen.
Yes, you're right. I remember some of the stories that she wrote about them at in Madison at the Sheraton Inn and stuff.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Yeah. Listen to the podcast of the show and find cutout interviews and performances on Max Inc. Radio, Spotify, and Apple Music pages, or go to civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. What you missed last week, we had Robbie Sender. He was a Milwaukee singer-songwriter. He came out here from Milwaukee to perform right here in the studio, and he's got a real hero story of drug addiction and later redemption. It was quite inspiring. You can find the podcast already up on Spotify, Apple Music, and Civic Media. Of course, let's listen to Robbie Sender. This is a song called 10 Feet Tall, recorded right here in this studio last Saturday.
Yeah, I found lightning in the bottle. Thunder follows everywhere she goes. She got me running around on rooftops, got me bouncing off the walls. I only stand at 5'8", but today I'm 10 feet tall. The way my head's been growing, I'm bound to float away. Darling, draw your hero. Strike me down to stay with your lightning in the bottle. Thunder follows everywhere you go. You got me running around on rooftops, got me bouncing off the wall. I only stand at 5'8", but today I'm 10 feet tall. I only stand at 5'8".
That's great. Robbie Sender.
Robbie Sender. Is that good stuff?
Good song.
Or what? I was totally amazed. I mean, I didn't know much about him before he came in and he performed for us. And I was just like blown away by how good he was and his creative lyrics. I mean, he was like a little bit Dylan, a little bit, you know, Jim Croce.
Right? I know, yeah. Just a great voice.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah. You know, and just him and his guitar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, could you hand me some of your sheets over there? I don't know what sheets I have in front of me.
Do you get those?
We warned you.
You got the wrong show in front of me? It's
got to be the wrong show. I'm not quite sure. I'm seeing what you're seeing here.
We are on Madison Uphoff. Right. Page two. Please turn to page two.
Page two.
I could have been a substitute teacher.
You could have.
You know, I was going to say that.
Madison Uphoff, she has an interview appearance on Max Inc. Radio this Saturday night. She marries wandering melodies and twisted words. She's 21 years old. She's a Wisconsin-born folk artist. Thursday, October 23rd, she's going to be at the Art House 360. That's a new venue in Verona. And Thursday, November 6th, at the Harmony Bar right here on the east side. Debut album, Holding Pattern, from 2024. Let's check it out. This is Madison Uphoff, Right Up to the Rind.
Driving with your knees, I've never felt at ease with myself. Where I am, stole some eyes to cross some tears. Left bartering with wolves, praying they all once were lambs. Do you really find resolution from watching the minute hand chew right up to the rind? Is it prayer that keeps you tied? Productive survival with the proof that the soreness provides. What I know is this moment is eating me alive. Fixing seams and ironing out reputation, asleep middle seat with the windows down.
All right. Great voice.
Madison Uphoff. Yep. Yeah. She's a new artist right here in Madison with the same name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the way it builds.
Mm-hmm. And she has great songs. They're all coming out right now. Thursday, November 6th at the Harmony Bar, mm-hmm. and Thursday, October 23rd at the Art House 360. Go check that out. Cat and the Hurricane. We played some of their music here before. There you have the last of their shows of 2025 are coming up here in Madison and around the state. The ones we're concerned with, Saturday, October 18th, that's tomorrow at the Harmony Bar, and then Sunday, October 26th at Brick Cider in Mount Horeb. Mm-hmm. They are queer synth rock indie pop band from Madison, and in August, they released their new album, Got It Out, which explores themes of heartbreak, rage, and vulnerability with a surprisingly joyful sound.
Wow. Yeah, Brick Cider is a great place to go.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet.
Really great cider, all different kinds.
What kind of stage do they have? That's what I always wonder.
Well, yeah, it's a nice, cozy stage.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They have PA system and everything?
I don't know.
I mean, they're going to really have a full band with Cat and the Hurricane. They're a rock band.
Well, it's been like maybe 10 years since I've been out there, so
they may have updated.
Yeah, it may have changed the whole thing, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's check out some Cat and the Hurricane. This is On My Way Back.
All right. Piece of production.
That's really
nice sounding song.
A three-piece band.
Very good.
Three-piece band.
That's wow. Really,
yeah, are great.
That's amazing.
All right. Kind of knocked my socks off there for a
moment. Cat in the Hurricane knocks John's socks
there
off.
You go.
Story tonight, man. At 6 p.m.
Oh, the smell.
Okay. Saturday, October 18th at the Harmony Bar. Sunday, October 26th, Brick Cider in Mount Horeb. It's Cat and the Hurricane.
Okay.
All right. It was just so good. It sounded like some really, truly professional band.
Yeah.
You
know? Very good.
Something you should hear on the radio.
Yes. That's right. Especially on Max Inc. Radio. Did.
Yes, yeah. Max Inc.
Radio. Saturday nights. Beth Kelly Band. You guys know Beth Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
We've actually talked to her on our show many times. Mm-hmm. The November 5th, she's going to be at the Gamma Ray Bar off the Capitol Square, just a block up from Jenna's. And then on the 21st of November, she'll be at the Barrymore Theater for Flannel Fest with the Record Company, The Mascot Theory, American Scarecrows. And, of course, that's for the Keep Wisconsin Warm Fund. You know, a farm boy, an intellectual, an ex-Marine, they all back a wild-haired, shoot-from-the-hip-spirited woman. Her name is Beth Kelly, and her husband, Tony Kelly, actually plays drums on this, mm-hmm. in this band. Let's check it out. This is Just Wanna Play from Stark Raving Songbird. This is Beth Kelly Band.
Another good song.
Beth Kelly.
Love that.
Beth Kelly Band. Yeah. Oh, they're
How
really
long have they been doing that, the flannel?
The Flannel Fest? I think it's like the 11th or 11th
like
year
that.
Or something like that.
It's been going on for quite a long time.
Right, yeah. They've raised, you know, well over $150,000. I think it was $160,000 last time I looked.
Hmm. And that goes to help out the veterans.
Keep Wisconsin Warm Fund and the Keep Wisconsin Cool Fund. But I think we got a ways to go before it gets... We need the cool fund. It's all warm fun from here.
That's is. Right. It is. We need that right mm-hmm. now. I think we're out of time to play the next cut.
Yeah.
Or
I would say so. We can go to the next. Yeah, we can go to the next segment. Yeah. All right. We got about a little less than a minute.
Yeah. Right. Well, you got something else you want to play here, Dom? You're out of music at all?
See, he just wants to play this. Yeah.
No, not true.
Hey, play that rocker song.
Yeah, play the rocker theme.
Who is that guy?
Okay. All right. You got that handy?
Yep. Yeah, we do.
All right.
He's everywhere.
Let's listen to that.
Okay. There we go. All right. We'll be back with more Rocker on WMDX. Yeah, baby. Cranking up.
Let me tell you about a rockin' man. He's got a real heavy rockin' band. He really knows about the music scene. He can rock it if you know what I mean.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We're back.
Yes.
With Rocker here on John and Gordy in the morning. Dom at the controls playing the music, and it is fantastic music, as always, local bands from Wisconsin and around our Madison area as well. Rocker, what else you got for us?
You know, I was actually wondering if they were going to bury Ace in a Kiss casket, because, you know...
Have they done that?
Those, right?
Yes.
Kiss caskets.
They do,
right?
I didn't know that. The guy from... the one that got killed on stage from Pantera, Dimebag Darrell, I believe he was buried in a Kiss casket.
Is that right?
I'm pretty sure. No, yeah.
Wow. I saw an interview last night with Ace Frehley, and in fact, the whole band Kiss. It was a Tom Snyder interview.
Oh,
it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was because they were in complete makeup and costume, sitting there talking to Tom Snyder, and he couldn't. You know, his mind was blown.
Of course.
And
I always wanted to ride a roller coaster with Ace Frehley. But,
really?
You know, and I'll have to cross that off of the possible bucket list.
Yeah, well. Okay, what do you got for us?
They're an 8-piece band from Madison. They're called BAMM, B-A-M-M. Founder and guitarist, singer, songwriter, Bo Allen Messer. It's his band, roots-driven sound in an improvisational flair. They have fiddle, upright bass. It's a very diverse band. Mm-hmm. October 22nd at the Green Room Public House. That's right at the corner of Atwood and Winnebago. The BAMM duo will be playing. Also, Halloween at the High Noon Saloon, right? Allman Brothers tribute. Well, they'll be performing as an Allman Brothers tribute that night. And then the 21st of November at the Harmony Bar with the Jeremiah Jams Band. This is from their Shifting Tides album. This song is called Answer.
Give me answers, to the questions that I see.
Pretty cool.
Good stuff.
Again, they'll be playing at the 22nd at the Green Room Public House. And I have one more for you today. Okay. This is The Butcher's Kid. Friday, October 24th at the Rockdale Bar and Grill. That's out kind of Cambridge way. So it might be a little cruise out into the country.
Sure.
But The Butcher's Kid will be playing there. Recently, Johnny Nelson, The Butcher's Kid, his dad passed away. And his nickname was Butch, or The Butcher. And so he kind of took on this name as his performance identity, and he recorded and produced this with Paul Schluter over at Megatone Studios.
Oh, we're just talking about.
And and he played all the parts except for drums and lead guitar, who I believe it was Paul Schluter played that on his song. This is a brand new song, The Butcher's Kid, right out of Megatone Studios. This is called Mystery Holiday.
Do you remember Dom and I? Dreams that sparkle seem so real. Start the machine to fix the flame of a mystery holiday where we love to play all night long. Do you see beyond the veil?
sunshine and dreams of another time. When love and laughter fill the room of a mystery holiday where we love to play all night long.
Catchy. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Butcher's the Kid.
Butcher's huh? The Butcher's Kid. Friday, October 24th at the Rockdale Bar. That was actually just bought by some new people there. Oh, so yeah. There, yeah, it's under new management. Go check it out. It's a fun bar.
Is that downtown Cambridge? Or
no,
on the,
it's
the
actually
outskirts?
When you. No, it's in coming? Rockdale, really, okay. Right? Which Rockdale is just a little kind of almost like, you know, you'll. Just drive through routes. Less than
oh,
2 seconds. You
I
know what I mean?
I know that
yeah.
bar.
Yeah, 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 really? Yeah.
Oh.
They used to have the music so
somebody,
years,
that bar
years.
Somebody bought that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a, that, it's new. It's been sold a couple times. The original, I'm trying to remember what the lady that owned it for years.
That is, you know, when I did the census, I would hang out there because, you know, I mean, there's really
there?
Not, there's nothing.
Have a few drinks before not, you go out.
Well, there's nothing out there. You know, if I'm waiting for maybe somebody to come home, or I'd go into
oh,
the
sure.
bar and,
yeah.
you know, they didn't
slam
take,
a few.
They didn't take a card. They always only took cash. But I'll tell you what, it was a great bar. I mean, it is just a beautiful location.
Yeah.
It's right on the creek there, the river,
right.
whatever it is there.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Is that the Rock River? Out there,
I it could
maybe,
be.
I
don't
believe
know.
So.
But it's really a nice place to go. So yeah.
All right, Rocker. What's on tap for the weekend on your radio show?
Check out Max Inc. Radio 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday nights right here on WMDX 92.7. We will have Madison Uphoff, who we heard tonight, Susan Messino talking about AC/DC in her new book or her old book that's been renewed as an audiobook, and then. Live from the Mad City, it's Chloe Louise. She's actually a Max Inker, and she's been doing some stand-up comedy down here at Comedy on State.
Oh, really?
And now she'll be bringing in some new songs she's been writing to play right here on Max Inc. Radio this weekend, 8 p.m. on Saturday night.
That sounds like a good time.
Wow, all you've right, got the exclusive right there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, have a good weekend, Rocker.
Thanks,
we'll be
guys.
Tuned in.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate you, man. All right, coming up Monday... Well, you know, we've got the No Kings protest tomorrow.
We'll probably have a few stories, you know.
And we will have Paul Soglin review the protests with us on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So and
you,
what happened?
You yeah. have your speech all prepared, the
I'm
one
ready.
You're going to give to the crowd?
Yeah, I'm going to get everybody all fired up. I'm ready to go. Yeah, I got my megaphone and everything.
The ringleader.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, I've always wanted to do that. Get up
really?
There, tear off the...
You can borrow my megaphone if you want.
Guy Fawkes mask and just tear
just
into everybody.
Go.
You know, just
okay.
let go. But
all right.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Very good. That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. We hope you have a great weekend. So long.
So long now. Bye-bye now.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.